Our first scripture lesson today is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 9, verses 1 through 2. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
From 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, and it says, Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us, thanks be to God. Good morning. This morning, I would like to take you on a journey. And I would like you to journey with me in your own minds and in your own hearts as I walk a few months of my life and we go through this journey together through our scriptures this morning. They emphatically describe something I feel is a learned process. In Thessalonians, we are challenged to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. In the psalm, we are challenged to praise the Lord, to tell of God's wonders, and to rejoice and sing praises. Much like the saying, practice makes perfect, I believe in life we are able to obtain these attributes through repetitions. The more we connect with the Spirit during every opportunity that comes our way, the more the Spirit is able to remind us of these attributes as we go through life's ups and downs. Our journey begins on Thursday, April 8th, at Bay Pediatric Cardiology Associates in Tampa. It was a meeting with my doctor to discuss an upcoming heart catheterization procedure that I needed to fix some issues with my heart. The conduit that was installed to help with this condition, which is called transposition of the great vessels, was narrowed and needed a melody valve installed to fix it. If this procedure did not work, I faced my fifth open heart surgery, and so this was a conversation on what that was going to look like and the things that we needed to do. My cardiologist emphatically said that he wanted to avoid open heart surgery because of the scar tissue and the condition that I've been in, it would be extremely risky. So this journey that you're taking in your mind, along with me, and the events in your life, have there been decisions placed before you, uncertainties, hardships over these past few months? I had great many things to look forward to in the month of April, so at that meeting with our doctor, we desired a date of May 3rd. This was what he called our like holy date. And the reason was because I felt that if it was in April, that I would miss out on some of the opportunities, and I didn't really want that. So the attributes that came first was pray continually. Justine and I, in that doctor's office, prayed that we would get our date. And then it happened, and they said they had an opening, which was awesome. And we rejoiced and thanked God, and we texted and shared and expressed our happiness and our gratitude that we had our date. And my doctor, Dr. Ringwald, said, I will see you in May. Easter landed on April 7th. This was a time of celebration and joy in our lives. But it was also my Nana's 96th birthday. And it marked the first time that we were able to be with her outside of her assisted living and actually be able to interact with her after the pandemic. So we were able to celebrate with her and her birthday as a whole family. And this was a great time. My Nana died last Sunday, and now as I reflect on this day, it was very, very special in our family's life. And through the rest of the month of April, I didn't sleep very well. I had a haunting war in my mind and my spirit that I wrestled with the choices that I faced if the HeartCath did not go as planned or as desired. On one hand, I could choose to go towards the open heart surgery and face the uncertainties with that, with possibly passing away on the table, going through the hardships of post-surgery. And then on the other hand, I could say, you know what? I don't want to do surgery. Let me just live out the few days or months that I have, and that would be that. And I wrestled on the inside, in my heart and my life. And I feel that as you think about the things that have happened to you in the last couple months, have there been things that you have wrestled with that you have, it's been on the inside and nobody else has been able to see it? On the inside, I continued to pray. I was always in a state of prayer through this month for God's guidance. And I also remained thankful for life. With April came two great birthdays. My nephew William turned 5 on April 21st. And that was a wonderful celebration with our family. And my stepson, Lucas, turned 9 on April 26th. Both of these two have made a great impact on my life, and I love them both. And I was so joyful that we were able to share with this special time in their birthdays as a family. And also in April, I had the incredible opportunity to take my 3 kids, Emma, Blake, and Lucas, and my lifelong friend Trevor and his son Cade to WrestleMania on April 10th at Raymond James Stadium. And this was a date that I did not want to miss. WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl of professional wrestling. And I have been a wrestling fan my whole life. And to share this experience with my friend and my kids is something that I will rejoice and be glad in all the days of my life, for sure. And even with these things in my soul, the battle of what would happen after the procedure continued to be unsettling. But I also surround myself with people who are able to give me positive perspectives, which in turn allows me to give thanks to God and plan my life in the directions. I also had a few other trials. I have set out, as Kathy said, to find a church, and after several rejections and missed opportunities, I found that these people in my life are important during the times of trials and rejections, frustrations and failures. I lean on people like my wife, my parents, my siblings, friends like Trevor, and mentors like Pastor Andy that give me a different perspective on God's hand in my life and in my situation. It is my prayer that you have people in your life like that, people that have a strong influence and can pray with you, can be there with you, can help you be joyful always, and can definitely give you perspective and give God thanks in all circumstances. They are the reasons why we rejoice, because they come alongside of us and they rejoice with us. During this month, I struggled, but then there was one day that, as Justine said, we tend to have music on while we do chores. And I was praying, and I had music going as I folded the laundry. Just a normal chore. And the song came on by Evelation Worship called Jesus is Lord. And I want to read you their lyrics. It says, "The Great One within me is more than what's against me. God is in control, for I know. God will see me through like before. Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. I am not afraid anymore. Jesus is Lord. The one who holds tomorrow is calling me to follow. Heart and soul, I will go. Those words repeated over and over, and the song continued to play, and it refueled my soul. I am not afraid anymore. That when that came across the speakers, I began to weep, because for the first time, I found myself afraid. Usually I am the one in the room that is least afraid of the upcoming procedure or results or whatever. I'm usually the one laughing it off or saying, oh, we'll be fine. But for the first time, I was afraid. And then when the words, God will see me through like before, came through those speakers, I knew that my spirit changed and that God would see me through like before. And that if I faced open heart surgery, that would be what I choose. And that I would once again place my hands in the great physician and allow God to do what God has done in the past. And to me, this was a spiritual victory. So let's flip the calendar from April to May. The day of my heart cath was upon me. And as you journey in your minds through the course of your last few months, where did you pray continually? Where did you give thanks during all circumstances? And where did you have a joyful spirit through the trials and tribulations of your weeks, of your months? Continue to think and pray through your own experiences. And I will never forget the morning prayer across St. Joseph's Hospital. It said, to impact everyone we come in contact with in a positive way. And I said, challenge accepted. For all the nurses and hospital staff that I came in contact with, I would make sure that they had a positive experience. And trust me, in the midst of the cardiac ICU, there is not a lot of laughter and joy, but except for those couple of days. The male nurse prepping me for the procedure must have said, you're too much, and I can't even with you, a dozen times, as we laughed and interacted together. Then my cardiologist, Dr. Ringwald, came in to make his rounds. And we have a conversation that we normally have. I asked him, how did he sleep the night before? And he said, I slept great. And I said, okay, that's good, because it's important. Your sleep is important to me. And he laughed, and then I always tell my doctors that they are covered in prayer. And he said that he prayed for me too, and that he prays for all of his patients every day, and it includes me. And within that 5-minute conversation, my spirit was lifted, and I knew that things would be okay. But little did I know that we would be cashing in on all those prayers in just a few hours. While I slept, Dr. Ringwald worked and tried to get the Melody valve into place as desired, but it wasn't happening. It wasn't working and it wasn't going as well as he desired. He even said out loud, he cannot go through surgery. I only know this because a nurse told me afterwards. And he took a moment, he paused, and he said he ordered antibiotics, hoping that it would loosen the conduit and thin out my blood. And this technique worked, and the Melody valve shifted into enough position that it is working today, and it is doing everything that it needs to be doing. Not exactly how he pictured it, but it is still functioning, and we praise God for it doing its job. I continually rejoice that the Melody valve is in there and that heart surgery is avoided. And through some of life's challenges, things go up and things go down. But I encourage you, in order to live out these attributes, I have found that mindfulness is key. Repetition is important, and God's grace to sustain us is a must. Amen. of April are behind me, and now I face what June has to offer. God's desire to be present in your life is our charge. Charge today is to give God the focus and the attention daily. This is my prayer for you today, that God's presence is known and experienced with you this week and forever. And as we leave this place, we are reminded that the opportunities are out there, opportunities to give God thanks, opportunities to rejoice, opportunities to pray continually. And let's go from here, from this place, with a new spirit of joy to see these opportunities, take advantage of them, and arise to share them with others so that people may experience God's love, grace, and mercy in their lives. Let's go.